Hey, we've got you two here on the Kenny and JT Show when it comes to fantasy football. That's right. Hopefully you cashed in maybe on D'Ernest Johnson last night with a big night running the football. If you were looking for a running back and if you need some other help, that's why we bring in our next guest each and every week on Friday. Lance Goodman, NFLExporter.com, joins us via the Wake 'Em Way hotline. How are you, Lance?
I'm doing great. How's everything going with you?
Hey, we're outstanding. Thanks so much for joining us. And as I mentioned, D'Ernest got some people some serious points last night. And we don't know if Nick Chubb will be ready against the Steelers. We know that Kareem Hunt won't be ready. So my first question to you, Lance Goodman, is if you picked up D'Ernest Johnson last night, should you hang on to him? Or was this a one-game thing, you think?
Absolutely. You definitely want to hold on to D'Ernest Johnson. He'll have value as the Browns starter until Nick Chubb is officially back. It was a calf injury for Chubb, so that is something that can be tweaked at any time. You'd imagine, unless the medical staff gives him 100% clarity to go, there will be a little bit of management with Nick Chubb's return in his first game back. And then thereafter, we know that the Cleveland Browns love to utilize a dual threat backfield. You also take into consideration quarterback Baker Mayfield will be out for an extended period of time. So you certainly are expecting for the Browns to lean on that running game and those running backs. So yes, D'Ernest Johnson is not a 1 week play. Hold on to him and hold on to him tight.
First of all, I have to correct you again, Kenny Rota. We are not outstanding. These bye weeks are wreaking havoc on my fantasy football team, Lance. Last week, Atlanta's on the bye. New Orleans is on the bye. I get no Patterson. I get no Kamara. This week, Buffalo, Dallas, Jacksonville, Chargers, Minnesota, Pittsburgh. I need a good sleeper tight end. Where do I look? Somebody on a waiver wire.
Ooh, that's a tough one, especially at that position. Yeah. But a couple guys who are trending right now, I'm going to start with tight end C.J. Azuma of the Cincinnati Bengals. Not the best matchup. He is a guy right now who's been rather inconsistent. We know that Joe Burrow's preference is to get the football to those wide receivers. Can't blame him with Tyler Boyd, Jamar Chase, and T. Higgins. But if things hold true to form, the Ravens' run defense is one of the best in the NFL, which could cause the Cincinnati Bengals, and that's what I think is going to happen. The best way for them to move the football consistently is going to be passing the football. I expect for Jamar Chase to get a ton of coverage. So perhaps C.J. Uzomah, and I may be butchering his name, I apologize, but the tight end for the Cincinnati Bengals is a nice, quiet play. Another guy you want to look at is Ricky Seals-Jones. And again, we're kind of digging at the bottom of the barrel, just looking to get a couple points in some of these bye week or tough situations. He's the tight end for the Washington football team. They play this week at Green Bay. You certainly expect for the scoring to get up in that ball game. So perhaps he can find his way into the equation as well. A little bit more high end play. And now in there, he's been inconsistent. Again, I can't blame Matthew Stafford for spreading the football around the Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods and Deshaun Jackson and even Van Jefferson. But Tyler Higbee, he may be a tight end that's floating out there right now. At least you know with him, the odds are or percentages are in his favor. He's on one of the top offenses in the NFL, one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. Perhaps he can pop through a great matchup against the Lions at home.
Happy to have Lance Goodman, our fantasy guru, with us here on the Kenny and JT Show. And we love gurus because that means they're giving us top-notch information, just like you told us with that game last week. Who was it? It was Miami and Jacksonville. Who's the receiver you told everybody to pick up from Miami that caught two touchdown passes last week, Lance?
That's right. We're talking about Jaylen Waddle. You heard it here first on the Kenny and JT Show. You heard it here first with Lance Goodman, NFLExporter.com. 10 catches, 70 yards, 2 touchdowns. How can you beat that? What a great pickup he was for anybody to use his services a week ago.
All right, so let's give our listeners out there who are loyal to us and to you another freebie guy. Who out there this week does Lance Goodman see that if you need somebody, pick him up, or if you have this guy, make sure you play them because you're going to get big fantasy points this week?
Yeah, we'll start with a couple players. We'll go one from each position, and we did great with this week. We did great with this last week when we talked about that quarterback. You look at what Matthew Stafford and Joe Burrow were able to get done at running back. Jonathan Taylor had a huge day at receiver. We've seen Cooper Kupp rebound and have a huge day. You know, this week for me, when I look at the quarterback positions, the two juiciest matchups on paper, again, Matthew Stafford at home against the Detroit Lions. I'm pretty sure he's looking to kind of put the final stick to his old team. We know the Lions are down in the dumps at 0-6, really struggling. Their defense doesn't put up much resistance. And then Kyler Murray of the Arizona Cardinals, absolutely on fire. How can it get better than the Houston Texans defense coming into town? You best believe that DeAndre Hopkins is looking to have a big day against his former team. When we move over to the running back position, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but Derrick Henry is just out of this world. I mean, I don't know who in the world can stop this guy, but a great matchup. That Kansas City Chiefs defense obviously is right for the picking. And then when we look at the wide receiver position this week, you know, I talked about DeAndre Hopkins. Again, I think there's a lot of motive to make sure he has a big game against his former team, the Houston Texans. We talk about a couple of sleeper guys. Henry Ruggs from the Las Vegas Raiders has been a big play guy in that offense, really the most trustworthy receiver from week to week. Great matchup on paper against that Philadelphia secondary. Has just struggled to get in the end zone, but when you look at his yards per game and his receptions, he's leading the Raiders there. And then another low-key sleeper pick, how about Sterling Shepard of the New York Giants? Returned from an injury last week, 10 catches, 76 yards. If you look at the Giants receivers right now, Kenny Galladay is going to miss this game again. Rookie Kadarius Toney is banged up. And also Darius Slayton is rebounding from an injury. And so not a lot of trust in Daniel Jones and that New York Giants offense, but they do play better at home. The game is against the Panthers defense, which has become suspect now. And Sterling Shepard is the unquestioned number one wide receiver for that New York Giants team. So I think he's a guy who could quietly fly under the radar, but pay some big dividends for fantasy owners this week. Was there anybody that you've seen or had in mind?
I've got somebody that's in mind every year, and every year I doubt this man, and yet there he is at the top of the ratings every year. Tell me about Tom Brady, a big matchup with the Bears this weekend.
I love Tom Brady. If you guys recall, early in the preseason, we talked about Tom Brady, and I told you guys, unlike a lot of the other major media platforms out there that had Tom Brady, you know, maybe somewhere between 10 to 12, he was ranked number three in my final preseason rankings. And, you know, you love the matchup for him at home. I know Chicago's defense is pretty tough, but if you look at Chicago's defense, it's night and day when they play on the road as opposed to home. They're a completely different unit when they play against average offenses as opposed to top-tier offenses. We've seen Matthew Stafford, his name coming up again, have his way with this Bears defense in week one. I think the big thing you want to keep in mind for Tom Brady this week, we've seen Tampa Bay right now is putting a little bit more emphasis on running the football. And then Tom Brady's going to be without two of his top weapons. Wide receiver Antonio Brown is going to miss this game with an ankle injury. And Rob Gronkowski still trying to bounce back after the rib injury. It's going to be his fourth consecutive game in a row that he's missed. So, and from that regard, maybe you lower the bar a little bit for Tom Brady. That Tampa offense is at its best in the passing game when all four of those guys are together, combined with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, who are still there and very capable. But I think that Tom Brady this week is always a must start. Again, I just would taper expectation a little bit because he'll be missing two out of four of his favorite weapons. What do you see taking place and happening
in that game?
Go ahead, JT.
Well, the thing is, like you said, but you really piqued my interest when you said that the Bears defense isn't as good on the road. I just continually want to doubt Tom Brady, and every year I do it, and every week I do it, he goes off for five touchdown passes. I mean, he did it 2 weeks ago, and I was amazed. The guy defies father time. I don't understand it. I will ask you one other question about quarterback, though, because Kenny's favorite quarterback in the league is Carson Wentz. Now, the Colts have a big matchup coming up this weekend. What do you see coming out of him?
that's tough. You know, Carson Wentz is certainly in there with Jameis Winston, Sam Darnold, some plays that are a bit risky in terms of you're not quite sure right now from week to week what you're going to get from them. When I look at Carson Wentz, I look at the Indianapolis Colts. We know that right now running back Jonathan Taylor is starting to hit his stride, and that is what Indianapolis wants to do is get the running game going first instead of play action. The matchup in itself, it's not a bad matchup. I mean, right now, there really aren't too many defenses in the NFL that are just playing lights out to the point where you're just absolutely sitting your studs against them. But I would say for Carson Wentz, and that's my problem in terms of pure football, I have with the Indianapolis Colts, it's the lack of weapons. If you look at the passing game, Michael Pittman Jr. in his second year is still learning the ropes. He's their top target. Paris Campbell, a little bit of a one-trick pony, so to speak, as far as vertically stretching the field. And then Zach Pascal, kind of the in-between guy, so not a lot of high-end options at his disposal. I think game flow has a lot to do with it. The 49ers are desperate for a win on a three-game losing streak right now. I wouldn't necessarily trust Carson Wentz. I mean, in my opinion, guys, and I'd love to hear from you, I feel like every quarterback in the NFL should at least be able to get 250 yards and two TDs. I mean, for crying out loud, it's only 125 yards per half and one TD per half. But I think this game in particular on the road against a desperate 49ers team, I'm thinking along the lines of a 23-20 type game, which usually doesn't bode well for big fantasy numbers from a quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely.
As much as I like Carson Wentz, I ain't playing him this week.
Well, Kenny, the question is, you can't rely on a quarterback if they're in a system like the Browns that only put the ball up 23-25 times a game.
Right.
So I understand
right.
where he's coming from with that. And again, with all the injuries in the league, I mean, you can look at any team. What is the deal with these injuries, Lance Goodman, our fantasy football expert at NFLExporter.com? Have you ever seen more injuries, soft tissue tears and everything else than this season?
Not that I can recall. I mean, injuries are always part of the game. Unfortunately, we see players, star players, as well as role players or meaningful guys to the team go down. But I'm like you. I mean, right now, this whole calf injury thing, I mean, Dak Prescott has a calf injury. George Kittle and Jimmy Garoppolo have a calf injury. Nick Chubb has a calf injury. I mean, the calf injuries are going around, the hamstrings, and so it's really unparalleled in terms of fantasy football. You know, it certainly puts a damper on a lot of people's seasons when these injuries occur. But it's part of the ball game and, you know, something that is very difficult and hard to explain. I think, in my personal opinion, we grew up in the era, Kenny and JT, where, you know, there were four preseason games as opposed to three, something they implemented this year. But there was a gradual process. You would see the first unit out there for a series in the first preseason game. The second preseason game, they'd be out there for a full quarter. The third preseason game, the starters would play the entire first half. And then they'd take the week off and be ready for the season. Right now, the majority of teams don't even play their starters in the preseason. So I think, and I talked about this coming into the season, I figured there'd be a lot of injuries. It's difficult to go from in practice, playing at 75%, you're not putting hard hits on your teammates, things of that nature, to in 1 week all of a sudden flipping the switch, and now you're being asked to go 125 miles an hour with guys trying to take your head off. So I think there's something to be said about the gap that needs to be bridged from guys playing in the preseason over into the regular season to help their bodies be a little bit more prepared.
Lance Goodman with NFLExporter.com. Everything you need to know and all the information you really must have when you're playing fantasy football. Lance, we talked before the season started about Christian McCaffrey. And since we're talking about injury, and at NFLExporter.com, how often do you guys just go over the injury report? And do you see him coming back with any success this season?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, man, the fantasy football, that's the tricky thing. It's all situational. There have been so many injuries and players that have underperformed, not been able to meet expectation, inconsistent. And so if you've been able to right now, we're 6 weeks in, if you have a 3-3 record, 4-2 or better, then you're able to be patient and you're going to welcome back a Saquon Barkley, a David Montgomery, a Christian McCaffrey, you know, some of these guys later on in the season, and they're going to pay big dividends. But if you're a fantasy football owner like myself in one league where I have Christian McCaffrey and Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Robert Woods and Amari Cooper, a lineup that looked great coming into the season. But between the injuries and inconsistency, this team really is just going to be in a spoiler role as of late. So, yes, Christian McCaffrey will have a lot of value once he returns. But him being missing and overall, I mean, this injury slash COVID with the running back position is really getting bad. We listed off last week, you guys, you know, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, David Montgomery, some of these guys, Clyde Edwards-Helaire last week, Damian Williams, the running back for Chicago, who was a savior for many people. He ends up with COVID. He has to miss the game. Alex Collins, the running back for Seattle, filling in for Chris Carson, another one of the top 15 fantasy backs. He missed last week's game with an injury. Well, guess what? Collins, after his productive day against the Steelers, he's going to miss this week's game because his body couldn't handle all the wear and tear from 1 week's worth of action. And so it's definitely a very slippery slope to try to navigate through. But for those fantasy owners who are able to do so successfully and still be in the playoff run-ins later in the season, when these top running backs, and particularly a guy like Christian McCaffrey, returns, he'll certainly do a ton of benefits to your lineup.
Lance Goodman, the best in the business, breaking it down for you fantasy-wise, NFLExporter.com with us here on the Kenny and JT Show. Lance, I'm going to go off the board a little bit on this one, okay? Let's say you're a team like you just mentioned. You're 3-3, okay? Maybe even 2-4. You're not out of it, but you're not having a good season, and you're hurting at the quarterback position. So here's my question to you. Do you roll the dice? Do you take a chance? Because there are some rumors now surfacing that maybe the Miami Dolphins would be interested in trading for Deshaun Watson. Obviously, off-the-field issues, that's why he's not playing. But he's healthy, as far as we know. Do you take a chance? Do you open up a roster spot and roll the dice, hoping that he does get dealt, and then you get Deshaun Watson whenever he is ready to play, if he's ready to play? Your input on that, my friend.
If you're in the Dynasty League, I would certainly be much more interested as opposed to a year-by-year league. The legal problems off the field are the main concern right now. You have no idea when he's going to return to the football field. If he does return to the football field again, you don't know where he is mentally. I'm pretty sure these past, you know, 4 to 6 months have taken a toll on him mentally. You don't know what's going on in terms of his home life. And then he's got to go to a new team, new locker room, new coaching staff, has to learn a new playbook. And the Miami Dolphins are a team right now that, I mean, their season is pretty much done. I mean, they're fighting for their lives, but at 1-5, I'm pretty sure inside of that facility as a whole, not the best situation. And so he's a guy that, again, if you're in a dynasty league, I certainly would go ahead and open up a roster spot, but I don't think that you see any real dividends from him until next year. You talk about injuries. Two guys for the Miami Dolphins who have consistently, since they've come in the NFL, been on that injury report, and they're out this week again, are Devonta Parker and his former teammate, Deshaun Watson, and Will Fuller. And so, again, I think it's something that should be more of an interest to an owner long-term as opposed to this year. There are certainly more than enough quarterbacks who should be able to suffice week to week.
All right, Lance, give all that information out there. People are listening. They're like, damn, this guy knows his stuff. I want more information from him. Where can they get it?
Yeah, great. Please make sure to visit NFLExporter.com. The spelling is NFLExporter.com. We actually updated our position rankings this week, so take a look, see where your players rank, and then the stock market is available. We do that in between weeks to help fantasy football owners know what players are trending up and down. Real valuable resource and tool right now, especially with the trade deadline about a month away. You certainly want to start putting some things together now. When you do visit NFLExporter.com, make it real easy for you across the top of the page. You can reach me on Instagram, on Facebook, or Twitter at one click of a button. I'd be more than happy to help you guys get your fantasy football teams in order for the rest of the year and weekly as well.